couple states is we're running at about 25%, but we all think we're fresh.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
Let's find out. One, two, three. Three.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
The tastiest radio station in the whole universe is 90 FM.
Awesome. For Trivia Focus, I'm Mitch. Thanks for playing Trivia 44.
Thanks a lot. I'm Ron Heimer.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 22 is Honey, I Shrunk Their Minds. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 21. In fifth place, with 3,015 points, is Tin Man. In fourth place, with 3,085 points, is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In third place, with 3,090 points, is Freshly Squeezed. In second place, with 3,280 points, is Festivus for the Rest of Us. In first place, with 3,320 points, is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 21. Question 1 is worth 400 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in Hour 21. Question 1 is worth 400 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 1 of Hour 23 of Trivia 44. What is the name of the fictional jewelry store which was slyly robbed by literary character Facey Fredericks? Again, question 1 of Hour 23 of Trivia 44. What is the name of the fictional jewelry store which was slyly robbed by literary character Facey Fredericks? Good luck.
Trivia 44 and Wayne Edwards.
fell down laughing in the wet grass. But my body's drying in the sunshine, sweet sunshine.
In the middle of question one of hour 23, what is the name of the fictional jewelry store which was slyly robbed by literary character Facey Fredericks? Phones down to the side, please. Phones down. That puts an end to question one of our 23, Trivia 44. That's not all, folks. What is the name of the fictional jewelry store which was slyly robbed by literary character Facey Fredericks? The answer to question one of our 23, Jeffers. Again, the answer to question one of our 23, Jeffers. Moving on to question two of our 23. According to the back of a box of Skinny Cow Divine Peanut Butter Cream Filled Chocolates, the velvety milk chocolate creams are so good that the person evaluating the candy claims that they make him think of other favorite words. There are three words, two misspelled, and one is actually not even a word. The misspelled words are delicious and delightful. What is the non-word? Again, question two of our 23. According to the back of a box of Skinny Cow Divine Peanut Butter Cream Filled Chocolates, the velvety milk chocolate creams are so good that the person evaluating the candy claims that they make him think of other favorite words. There are three words, two misspelled, and one is actually not even a word. The misspelled words are delicious and delightful. What is the non-word? Good luck. Dial carefully from 90FM and Trivia 44.
baby, didn't I do the best I could? I did not. So don't you be standing on the love. I get better for the heart of love. Don't you see me standing on the love. I'm the best to get better for the heart of love. All along I just believe with misery. My only company may come today. In fact, come tomorrow. But it's for sure. When you needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there. I'm standing in the shadow of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadow of love? I'm the best to get ready for the heartaches to come.
In the middle of question two of hour 23, according to the back of a box of Skinny Cow Divine Peanut Butter Cream-Filled Cookies, the velvety milk chocolate creams are so good that the person evaluating the candy claims that they make him think of other favorite words. There are three words, two misspelled, and one is actually not even a word. The misspelled words are delicious and delightful. What is the non-word?
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at nine, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's always so good, and he's always so kind, and he's always so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the main, and she serves the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man, and she's all so good. And he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, but he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's ring when Facebook passes on. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he picks up the shop, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively.
Phones down in the hall there. Phones down the hall there. That ends question two of hour 23. According to the back of a box of Skinny Cow Divine peanut butter cream-filled chocolates, the velvety milk chocolate creams are so good that the person evaluating the candy claims that they make him think of other favorite words. There are three words, two misspelled, and one is actually not even a word. The misspelled words are delicious and delightful. What is the non-word? The answer to question two of hour 23, D-mine. Again, the answer to question two of hour 23, D-mine. Time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number six. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number six. From where you are now, go past the dragonfly, the deer, and the dancer. Now turn right. Go past the sun moon, the BVM, number of the Packers linebacker, the milk can, and the wagon wheels. Go past the cactus, the eagle, and the moose. Now turn left. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number six. From where you are now, go past the dragonfly, the deer, and the dancer. Now turn right. Go past the sun moon, the BVM, number of the Packers linebacker, the milk can, and the wagon wheels. Go past the cactus, the eagle, and the moose. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, games and more. Your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's Hobby Sports, season to season, year to year. When it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road, Plover. Moving on to question three of hour 23. What is the name of the television pilot, which was the story of a combination security guard and bail bond agency whose motto was, we nail 'em, we bail 'em? Again, the question for hour three of hour 23. What is the name of the television pilot, which was the story of a combination security guard and bail bond agency whose motto was, we nail 'em, we bail 'em? Good luck from Trivia 44.
Stop.
question three of hour 23. What is the name of the television pilot, which was the story of a combination security guard and bail bond agency, whose motto was, we nail 'em, we bail 'em? Phones down the back, please. Phones down. That ends question three of hour 23. What is the name of the television pilot, which was the story of a combination security guard and bail bond agency, whose motto was, we nail 'em, we bail 'em? The answer to question three of hour 23, Roosevelt and Truman. Again, the answer to question three of hour 23, Roosevelt and Truman.
Good afternoon, Wayne. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Marvin?
Marvin! All right, I have got a very, very important update for the teams in Trivia Stone Group A. Trivia Stone Group A. I just received a phone call from a gentleman who's very upset because he had some problems on his property and he had some broken piece of yard decor. And it was broken, so he busted it off today because it was nice weather. It happens that there was two horses. Not anymore. There were two horses there, and he broke the two horses off to throw them away. So, Trivia Stone Group A, clue number six. If you would please discard the two horses. Again, please listen to this, okay? Pay attention. Trivia Stone Group A, clue number six, where it says, go past two horses, completely disregard the two horses. They are gone. They were removed this morning. The guy is just like, he was so apologetic, and he's new to town, didn't know anything about trivia, and he's watching.
Now he does.
Hundreds of cars go by his house, and I said, welcome to Stevens Point. He says, I feel terrible about this. And I said, don't worry about it. We can handle it. So just take the two horses thing out of clue number six, and you'll be right on the money. Want to thank the following for their contributions to trivia. Pepsi-Cola bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids at 2430 Jefferson Street in Rapids. Cobb's Foods at 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, 344-2290. Silver Coach at 38 Park Ridge Drive, 341-6588. I want to tell you.
I was sitting in the office, yeah. And someone comes by, oh, would you like some cheesecake? And John's like, where's it from? Silver Coach. Why, yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Because you're a knothead if you don't.
Because, yes, you will.
Yes, you will. MEJ is 1009 First Street in Stevens Point, 345-1855. Belt Soft Serve, 2140 Division Street, Stevens Point, 344-0049. And Christian's Bistro at 3066 Village Park Drive in Plover, 344-0049. Another one of those situations. It's from Christians. Did you want to eat it? Yes.
Yes.
Is there a problem? Yes. Also, I'm going to need you to get out music snippet number one. Mm. Want to thank the people out back answering the phones this shift. People from Century Insurance. Thank you very much. And now, those people out there listening, you notice you all the food vendors that gave us food this shift, after the people from Century are done tonight, they're going home to be in a food coma till Monday morning, I think, because they're pounding the food down back there. They're all trying to look like me. Okay.
All right. Can we do something?
You know, they're like not responding. They're not listening to me at all. It's just like, you know, it's just like my wives. Anyhow, they just don't listen to me. Okay. I'm going to hell. Anyhow.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's time to give out the answers to the music snippet number one. Okay, music snippet number one. And why don't you just go ahead and play that music snippet, and then I'll read the song titles, the artists, and the point values. Go right ahead. Is it done?
Done.
Okay, I can't hear over here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's okay. All right, here we go. I'm sorry to say all right. Poison. The first song was Poison by Alice Cooper. That was worth 25 points. The second song in that snippet was Soul Limbo by Booker T and the MGs. That was worth 45 points. Third song is Around the World by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, worth 20 points. You Beat Me to the Punch by Mary Wells, worth 45 points. Mm. Live While You're Young, While We're Young by One Direction, worth 55 points. Underground, Ben Folds, worth 40 points. NOLA from Les Paul, worth 30 points. And Swingtown by Steve Miller, worth 60 points.
Oh, jeez.
Once again, and you did not have to put the name of the artist. I'm just giving it to you for your own reference.
Extra
Poison, Alice Cooper, 25 points. Soul Limbo, Booker T and the MGs, 45 points. Around the World, Red Hot Chili Peppers, 20 points. You Beat Me to the Punch, Mary Wells, 45 points. Live While We're Young, One Direction, 55 points. Underground, Ben Folds, 40 points. NOLA, Les Paul, 30 points. And Swingtown, Steve Miller, worth 60 points. This year's music questions were made possible by grants from Cheryl Tire and Service online at CherylTire.com and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction. Located at 3217 John Jonas Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. And I'm out of your hair.
Moving on to question four of Hour 23. What is the first and last name of the actress who late in her career admitted, I'm a legend because I've survived over a long period of time. I'm revered rather like an old building, and I still seem to be the master of my fate. I'm still paddling the boat myself, you know. I'm not sitting, being paddled by anybody. Now, it just may be a canoe, but nevertheless, I'm paddling it. Again, the question four of Hour 23 reads this way. What is the first and last name of the actress who late in her career admitted, I'm a legend because I've survived over a long period of time. I'm revered rather like an old building. And I still seem to be a master of my fate. I'm still paddling the boat myself, you know. I'm not sitting, being paddled by anybody. Now, it just may be a canoe, but nevertheless, I'm paddling it. Dial carefully, good luck. From Trivia 44. Middle of question four of hour 23. What is the first and last name of the actress who late in her career admitted, I'm a legend because I've survived over a long period of time. I'm revered rather like an old building, and I still seem to be master of my fate. I'm still paddling the boat myself, you know. I'm not sitting, being paddled by anybody. Now, it just may be a canoe, but nevertheless, I'm paddling it. Good luck. Dial carefully from Trivia 44 and 90 FM.
I can't get enough of you, baby. Baby, yes, it's true. Baby, yes, it's true. Whenever we kiss, I get to feeling like this. I get to wishing that there were two of you. My heart cries out, more, baby. It feels so nice. I want your arms to wrap around me twice. I can't get enough of you, baby. I can't get enough of you, baby. Right or wrong. Baby, right or wrong.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That puts an end to question four of hour 23. What is the first and last name of the actress who late in her career admitted, I'm a legend because I've survived over a long period of time. I'm revered rather like an old building, and I still seem to be the master of my fate. I'm still paddling the boat myself, you know. I'm not sitting being paddled by anybody. Now, it may just be a canoe, but nevertheless, I'm paddling it. The answer to question four of hour 23, Katharine Hepburn. Again, the answer to question four of hour 23, Katharine Hepburn. Moving on to question five of hour 23. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to the lovely, apparently happy bride in picture number 21. This actress claimed that she needed to spend the better part of a day stripping the dye from her hair to get the correct shade of brown. What is the first and last name of the character portrayed by the actress in picture number 21 in the New Trivia Times? Again, repeating question 5 of hour 23. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to the lovely, apparently happy bride in picture number 21. This actress claimed that she needed to spend the better part of the day stripping the dye from her hair to get the correct shade of brown. What is the first and last name of the character portrayed by the actress in picture number 21 in the New Trivia Times? Good luck from Trivia 44 and 90 FM. Question 5 of Hour 23, get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to the lovely, apparently happy bride in picture number 21. The actress claimed that she needed to spend the better part of a day stripping the dye from her hair to get the correct shade of brown. What is the first and last name of the character portrayed by the actress in picture number 21 in the New Trivia Times? Good luck from 90 FM and Trivia 44.
End of the spring and here she comes.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 5 of hour 23. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to the lovely, apparently happy bride in picture number 21. This actress claimed that she needed to spend better part of a day stripping the dye from her hair to get the correct shade of brown. What is the first and last name of the character portrayed by the actress in picture number 21 in the new Trivia Times? The answer to question 5 of hour 23, Tracy Brady. Again, the answer to question 5 of hour 23, Tracy Brady. Moving on to question 6. You can never underestimate the value of products seen on television. For example, every person with long hair who wants to be stylish needs hot buns. What is the first and last name of the spokeswoman for hot buns? Again, question 6 of hour 23. You can never underestimate the value of products seen on television. For example, every person with long hair who wants to be stylish needs hot buns. What is the first and last name of the spokeswoman for hot buns? Good luck from 90FM and Trivia 44. Question 6 of hour 23, you can never underestimate the value of products seen on television. For example, every person with long hair who wants to be stylish needs hot buns. What is the first and last name of the spokeswoman for hot buns?
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man. Triangle Man hates Particle Man. They have a fight. Triangle wins. Triangle Man. Universe Man, Universe Man. Size of the entire universe, man. Usually kind to smaller man. Universe Man, he's got a watch with a minute hand. Millennium hand, energy on hand. And when they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man, Universe Man. Person Man, hit on the head with a frying pan. Lives his life in a garbage can. Person Man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with Person Man? Degraded man, Person Man. Triangle Man, Triangle Man. Triangle Man hates Person Man. They have a fight, Triangle wins. Triangle Man.
Phones down, please. Phones down. That ends question 6 of hour 23. You can never underestimate the value of products seen on television. For example, every person with long hair who wants to be stylish needs hot buns. What is the first and last name of the spokeswoman for hot buns? The answer to question 6 of hour 23, Taylor Baldwin. Again, the answer to question 6 of hour 23, Taylor Baldwin.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Question 7 of Hour 23. During the 1988 Indy 500, Mario Andretti, like all the racers, wore a jumpsuit which was a walking billboard. What is the name of the department store which was prominently displayed on the front of his suit? Again, question 7 of Hour 23. During the 1988 Indy 500, Mario Andretti, like all racers, wore a jumpsuit which was a walking billboard. What is the name of the department store which was prominently displayed on the front of his suit? Good luck from Trivia 44 and 90 FM. Question 7 of Hour 23, during the 1988 Indy 500, Mario Andretti, like all racers, wore a jumpsuit which was a walking billboard. What is the name of the department store which was prominently displayed on the front of his suit?
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around. Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Not just a fad, cause it's been going on so long. Catch a wave, catch a wave. They say it won't last too long. They'll eat their words with a
I'll be serving soon. And when they catch a wave, they'll be sitting on top of the world. Top-notch surfer aboard.
Catch a wave, catch a wave.
That's it on question 7 of Hour 23. Phones down, please. During the 1988 Indy 500, Mario Andretti, like all racers, wore a jumpsuit which was a walking billboard. What is the name of the department store which was prominently displayed on the front of his suit? The answer to question 7 of Hour 23, Kmart. Again, the answer to question 7 of Hour 23, Kmart. The final question 8 of Hour 23. According to his player bio, Chestnut, one of the competitors in Puppy Bowl 9, has how many friends on Facebook? Again, the question for number 8, Hour 23. According to his player bio, Chestnut, one of the competitors in Puppy Bowl 9, has how many friends on Facebook? Good luck from Trivia 44 on 90 FM. Question 8 of Hour 23, according to his player bio, Chestnut, one of the competitors in Puppy Bowl 9, has how many friends on Facebook?
It's all right. Thank you.
Phones down, please. Phones down. That's going to put an end to question 8 of hour 23. According to his player bio, Chestnut, one of the competitors in Puppy Bowl 9, has how many friends on Facebook? The answer to question 8 of hour 23, 200. Again, the answer to question 8 of hour 23, 200.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Amber Motter.